The Vigilante Monkey. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a story about Theo the monkey. You may remember that Theo's arch enemy is Mr. Grabber, the zookeeper who is always up to some criminal schemes. Theo believes in justice and is infuriated that Mr. Grabber always seems to get away with his crimes. In this story, Theo decides that he must take up the fight for what is right. One evening, after the zoo was closed, Mr. Grabber, the keeper of the monkeys, opened the door to the cage. "Which of you hairy gang would like some banana ice cream?" he called out.
Oh,
replied the nearest half a dozen monkeys who had heard him.
"We'll swing out of the cage and work for your keep," said Mr. Grabber.
Theo was among the monkeys who reported for duty in a line outside the cage. He wondered what criminal scheme Mr. Grabber would have up his sleeve in time. But that evening, the keeper's aim seemed surprisingly public-spirited. He ordered them to pick up litter and to put it into black bin bags. And whenever they found an old entrance ticket to the zoo, to put it into a special green bag to be recycled. And he promised that he would exchange banana ice cream for full bags of litter. The monkeys understood perfectly well what to do, and soon they were hopping around the zoo, trailing little bags behind them, some black, some green. Sometimes one of them would try to put a crisp packet or a sandwich wrapper inside a green bag, and Mr. Grabber would yell,
"Oi you, that monkey, only tickets go in the green bag."
And while the monkeys were working, Mr. Grabber tipped full bins of litter onto the ground and told them to sort out the tickets from the rest of the rubbish. After an hour and a half of litter picking, the monkeys claimed their reward, and Mr. Grabber was as good as his word. He gave each of them a big tub of yellow ice cream. "And there will be more of that tomorrow evening," he promised. After dark, Theo spoke to Fuchsius, the most respected old monkey in their tribe. "Oh, wise one," he said, "what is the meaning of Mr. Grabber's tidying and recycling? Is he a reformed man?" The silver-haired monkey scratched his head.
"It is indeed very puzzling. Perhaps even a man as selfish and greedy as Mr. Grabber wishes to save the planet from a mountain of rubbish."
The next day, the Peters family joined the queue of visitors from outside the zoo. Little Jack Peters said, "I want to see the monkeys and feed them chocolate through the bars so that they go crazy all like this." And he did a little dance while he scratched himself under the arms. "That's silly," said both his sisters, quite unamused. When they reached the pay kiosk, Mr. Peters asked to pay for 2 adults and 3 children.
"That will be 125, sir," said the ticket seller.
"Oh dear," said Mr. Peters. "That is rather a lot. I don't think I have enough money on the payment card." "Sorry, sir. The prices went up at New Year," said the ticket seller. "Sorry, kids," said Mr. Peters. "The zoo's too expensive. We'll have to go to the playground in the park. At least that's still free."
As the dejected family started to leave, a lady came up to them and said, "Would you like some cheap tickets to the zoo? I bought some for my family in advance, but now Grandma's been taken ill and we can't go. I'll let you have 5 for £50. Mr. Peters knew a bargain when he saw it, and gladly paid. But he didn't know that the lady was Mr. Grabber's girlfriend, and she was selling the recycled tickets that the monkeys had picked up. It was Mr. Grabber's latest criminal scheme to make quick and easy money. The plot would have gone undetected if Theo had not been watching from the top of his cage. His sharp eye spotted what was happening just outside the entrance to the zoo, and he understood everything. That evening, Theo tried to stop the other monkeys from helping Mr. Grabber to recycle old zoo tickets.
"Don't do it. You are aiding and abetting a criminal scheme," he told them.
"No, we're not. Recycling is good," said a monkey called Janice, as she hopped out of the cage to join that evening's ice cream gang.
Once again, Theo climbed up onto the rock of the wise ones in the centre of the cage, and he consulted Fuchsius.
"Master, what am I to do?" he asked.
"Stay calm, be patient, watch, and wait for inspiration to tell you what to do," advised the old monkey. But Theo was not very good at staying calm and being patient. He was bursting with anger and fury.
"I cannot stay here and watch Mr. Grabber get away with it once again," he said to himself. "I cannot stand living with this bunch of monkeys who see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil when it is taking place right in front of their noses. I must get out of here. I must escape."
He fumed for another 24 hours until Mr. Grabber once again opened the cage and offered banana ice cream to the first 6 monkeys to report for litter picking duty. Theo made sure that he was first to swing out of the cage. He could smell freedom. But before he made his break for it, he quietly slipped his paw into Mr. Grabber's coat pocket and pulled out a key. Later, when everyone else was busy picking up litter as fast as they could, he climbed up a tree that reached over the wall of the zoo. Theo landed in the car park. He made for the red motorcycle which he knew belonged to Mr. Grabber. He hopped on board and looked around for the ignition. When he found it, he fumbled to get the keys into the slot. Just then, he heard a cry of,
"Oi! Stop that monkey!"
Mr. Grabber was running from the zoo gate. His girlfriend opened the door of a van where she was waiting, jumped out and came running towards him from the other direction. She almost managed to grab hold of Theo just as the motorcycle's engine burst into life. Theo let out the clutch, and the bike went shooting forward. He was accelerating like a bullet straight for Mr. Grabber, who had to dive out of the way.
"Quick, get the van!"
called Mr. Grabber, and his girlfriend ran back to where it was parked. Soon they were out on the street. They saw Theo shoot through some red lights, causing cars to swerve and hoot madly. "You won't get far like that," said the girlfriend.
"But what about my bike? You'll smash it up for sure," said Mr. Grabber sadly.
It was no use chasing. Theo was soon out of sight. Theo seemed to know how to ride the bike instinctively.
"I must have been a motorcyclist in a previous life," he thought to himself gleefully as he dodged around an oncoming police car. He could hear the wailing of sirens, but they soon faded far behind him.
As he chugged up a side road more slowly now, he saw something that filled him with anger. A woman was walking along holding the hand of a small boy who skipped beside her, trying to avoid the cracks in the pavement. 2 youths ran up behind her. One pushed her over and the other grabbed her handbag. The boy screamed,
"Mummy!"
The muggers ran down the street and they moved even faster when they heard a motorbike revving up behind them. Perhaps you can imagine the terror that one youth felt as a hairy paw grabbed him by the collar and dragged him to the ground. The motorbike skidded round. The monkey jumped off and grabbed the handbag. A tug of war ensued, the monkey pulling one way, the youths another. A police van pulled up and 6 officers jumped out and slapped handcuffs on the monkey and the youths. As the police officer helped the woman to her feet, she said,
officer. That monkey helped me. He was rescuing my handbag.
Sorry, madam. I'm afraid he's a notorious criminal, escaped from the zoo. There's been a call out on all police radios for him. Fits the description exactly, he does.
But he's a good monkey, cried the boy. But the police could not get hold of Theo for long. He was the Harry Houdini of monkeys. Even as the police officer spoke, Theo was wiggling his hairy wrists out of the cuffs. Before a policeman could shout, "Stop that monkey!" he was on his motorbike and racing down the street.
"Hooray!" called the small boy. "He's escaped!"
But the next day, pictures of Theo's face were in all the newspapers and on all the television broadcasts. Overnight, he had become by far the most notorious monkey in the country, if not the world. He hid the motorbike in the park because he knew that if he continued to ride it, he would run into a police road block sooner or later. He hopped over the rooftops of the town, wondering what fate lay in store for him. His stomach complained bitterly of hunger. He could see fruit store holders down at street level.
"Oh, those bananas and apples look so delicious," he thought to himself. "I could just hop down and pick some up. But oh, I don't have any money."
"It's wrong, Steele. I don't want to be a criminal like Mr. Grabber, even if the police say that's what I am."
But he was so hungry that he found himself somehow drawn down to the ground and towards the store. He stared with a starving look at the bananas.
"Hey, you're that monkey," said the storeholder.
Theo didn't run away. He just looked at him, almost ready to give himself up in return of some food from the prison kitchen.
"You're the one they call the vigilante monkey," went on the storeholder. "You're doing a great job. The public's right behind you. Here, have a banana. Take a whole bunch. Take two bunches."
Theo expected a trick, and as he crept forwards, he was on the lookout for the gleam of handcuffs, and he half thought he could hear the sound of sirens. But there was no trick. The storeholder did give him bananas, as well as a bag of apples and a bunch of grapes.
"It's a pleasure to meet you, sir," he said. "Now be on your way, and mind you don't get caught. This city needs you."
And that's the story of how Theo escaped from the zoo and became known as the Vigilante Monkey. We'll soon have more stories about how Theo fights criminals and injustice in his new life as a free monkey roaming over the rooftops of the city. But if you would like to hear some earlier Theo stories, such as The Monkey Who Loved Chocolate or The Case of the Missing Bunny, you can always drop by storynori.com and listen to some. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!